You always hurt the one you love. The one.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I have thought about discussing, how can I say it? Yes, putting people on a pedestal. Excuse the little moment of less truth. Putting people on pedestals. I want you to know how dangerous that is. However, all the things I speak about and discuss are pieces of insanity and cruelty, all about emotions, how dangerous it is. But before I start to talk on the subject, maybe I will screw away, if that's not the right word, is it? But I might bend away from what I just said, because I don't have anything to speak about. I don't look for it. I wait for it to come to me. If I don't talk to you about putting people on pedestals, that's because something inside me won't let me do it. It's really kind of strange, but I want to completely do what my Creator wants me to do. So I can start off with what I thought or I think that would be good for tonight, but it can change. And so I have to move according to what is pleasure for Him, the proper thing to do. So that was a little hesitation there, to see if I'm on the right trail here to help you to overcome your suffering. There won't be any commercials. The whole program is a commercial. But it's a wonderful commercial in a sense that I can share it with you. In other words, if you can remember this, FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, nonprofit organization, a church. But you don't put me on a pedestal. Oh, it's coming. It's going to be that way. I see. Think is coming. And so the whole program tonight, the one I do live and the one you hear three times, two other times, I should say, but those are older ones. As I get older and stronger from my problems, I'll probably be doing all three programs every night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. And the phone number is 800-866-8883. Now, how do we get our income? This is how I'm going to do it, so you can understand it. This is not commercial. This is for the life of everybody on earth, beginning in America, because it couldn't begin in any other country on earth. Especially we have a very good president. And so what I will be doing is either taking the whole program and making it one subject, like putting people on a pedestal. It will go, if I take that putting people on a pedestal, there's so many things that you can listen to and so many problems connected with that, whereby you think that putting people on a pedestal is a wonderful thing. You can think of it as love. No, it's going to kill you. beware. This program is very, very dangerous. Dangerous in the sense that it's disturbing to the wicked and an enjoyment of the love of truth with the good people. We'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, I think that my Creator wants me to continue with this, otherwise he'll stop me and put him in myself to say something different than I had thought to be good information. So far, so good. The subject so far is putting people on a pedestal and how dangerous it is. And I'm going to show you all the different things that you never thought before. Just pick one of them, you'll see it will lead to all the others. Now, the way this program is allowed to come on the air, how do we get support for the program, is as follows. Please write this down. Post office box. Maybe I'll do this later on. What I'm going to do is give everybody free how to overcome their problems. One of them is very important, but it's only 7-minute meditation, and it will begin to show you what is wrong with you and align yourself with what is flowing through you from within. I'll explain those things as much as I possibly can. But what we are giving is free. To every person on earth. And you wonder, how is that possible to give the technique that is in control of all the problems that you can possibly manage? Putting people on a pedestal is one of those things that is very dangerous. Now, for example, my program this evening is a little bit different because I think I have a little problem within myself, and I'll do the best I can. It's my age, you see, and sometimes I do well and sometimes I don't. But I do hope that you will follow and do the first thing with respect to me. do not put me on a pedestal. Have you put me on your pedestal? Do you know what that means? If you look at it very carefully, you'll see that what you're putting on a pedestal, you're creating a god. And you are the creator of that god. That would be me in my case. Or if you put somebody on a pedestal and you become a maker of a god. The trouble is that the god you create can turn around and control you, and you have conflict. Never, never, ever put a person on a pedestal. Now here I am, and I'm saying, do not put me on a pedestal. How many people have put me on a pedestal, and for the 10 or 20 years, and barely get along, but still get addicted because you are looking at a god that you create, your god maker, greater than the god you created. Did you hear that? You created a god greater than the god you created. He will turn around and turn you. It's riddled with problems. If you could just look at me and listen to what I'm saying, and don't put me on a pedestal, just enjoy what I'm saying. That's a different story. But I warn you, if you have somebody on a pedestal, that pedestal, to build this person up, will take your energy, and you'll have glory from it. A sort of pseudo-glory. And that pseudo-glory will take your life away. Look, that person will love you for that. He may love you for that and may hate you for it. But what I'm saying is very important, especially with me. You can send money to me. You send money because you've put me on a pedestal. But all you've done is just self-destructing. You cannot get the cure you're looking for because you can't get. No man can give you a cure the way we're doing it here on this program. My work is from the Creator, and it has to come through me to you. But if you can consider or foolishly see me as a person you put on a pedestal, I cannot help you no matter how much you spend. And how much you spend over and over again to think that if you give me more money, then perhaps I would love you more. It's not the case. What I'm doing here today is free. My program will be free. All my programs are free. And the 7-minute meditation and Be Still and Know, everything you need is from my network. I don't think that's the correct word, but my mind is not working as good as it should today. So forgive me. FHU.com. I think I remember that. FHU.com. Do not send any money until, as a new listener or any listener, has discovered the problem of his life. For every night I give a different subject. If you want to call me, oh, Jason is going to call me from now, just right now. It's very good that he could, because I'm not keeping up what I want to really tell you. So let me go to Jason. This may not be my best program tonight, so I'll do the best I can. Jason in Colorado, can you trying to find a reason?
Hello, can you hear me?
Can you come? I can't hear you.
How about now?
That's good.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Hey, Roy, can you hear me now okay?
Yes, wonderful.
All right. I'm at a very low point. I've been thinking about suicide quite a bit, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've been here over and over again, it seems like. And I want to never be here again. And I'm wondering what to do about reclaiming my life.
I don't think you can reclaim yourself. You cannot cure yourself. But what you could understand that is what you're doing is trying to make yourself a better person. You're trying to overcome
Correct.
Your problems with your with emotion. But if you have been listening to me a lot recently, you will see that if you try to fix yourself or judge a person as a good person or judge a person as a bad person, you will suffer tremendously, because those things represent emotion. In other words, when you have emotion, when somebody has... Let me start in a beginning. Somewhere, at some time when you were a little boy, what was your parents like? Did you suffer from your parents when you were small?
I did, yes.
Yes, it has to be that. And so, what did they do to you? Who was it? Is it the mother? It's nearly always the mother. Yeah, that's right. It's nearly always the mother.
Yes.
That's it. And a mother is not the right person to raise a child, especially a male child. But what about your father? Was he a bully or was he an appeaser to your mother?
He was an appeaser to my mother.
There you go. And so they didn't care for you. They didn't love you.
Correct.
And you hate it, don't you?
I do.
I see. And so it must have been so bad. Let me just start again. When you come into the world, you've heard me say it before, I hope, that when you come into the world, you have an intuition. In other words, you know more. In that moment, you came into the world, even though as a baby. But as you come to be about 2 years old and 3 years old, you will see the craziness of your parent. Correct?
Correct.
That's it. And at that point, when I say intuition, meaning you don't need an education any more than Jesus needed an education. You have that, and having that means that you have a full speed ahead to Paradise Lost. In other words, your ability to flow, get God to flow through you. Let me say it again. I may have said it to several times. When you come into the world, you have within you intuition. Intuition means that you have a straight line, straight to God, and to be redeemed. The problem is that your parents, your mother, for example, is walking in the shoes of her mother, and her mother is walking in the shoes of great-grandma, and great-grandma, great-great-great-grandma, all the way back to Paradise Lost. Mother, even though she is the one that brings you up, she's also bringing you down. She does not know it. She thinks her love for you is one of two things: being cruel and pushing you to hope that you become a better person. But that's not the right way to deal with a child. You already have that when you come into the world. So parents, dad or mom, parents, nearly every parent on earth thinks they love their children, but they don't know what love is because they lost it to their parents. And then it goes back again. Parents, grandma parents, great-great-grandma. It's in everywhere all on earth, and they do not see it. But you saw it when you were a little boy. I know. You saw the injustice. You saw the craziness. You saw how they destroyed each other. The man looks for love, but he's like a dog, like a calf and a cow. He's drawn back to the mother that gave him birth. But when you grow to be a stronger person, grown up, the tendency is to be pulled back to the same kind of woman that your mother was. Never mind how much you try to do otherwise, it's that way.
So that happened. That happened. I got a divorce not too long ago.
Yes.
And yeah, that happened.
But you see, everything that goes wrong like that, in other words, you were drawn into your wife.
Correct.
It was a pull.
Correct.
I often say, I try to get young men like yourself to realize that the pull that a woman has will overcome you, and you will not know it until the horror begins. You become addicted to more and more.
Yes.
Sex. Damned.
Yes.
If you get it, damned if you don't. Correct?
Correct. That all happened. Well, what to do?
Yes.
Now?
Aha. Uh-huh. We've come to the problem, haven't we? Simple. But every family has the same thing.
I feel like I can't work. I'm depressed.
I know.
I've tried everything, and I'm back here at the bottom. What do I do?
Nothing. Everything you do will make you worse. May I quote a scripture?
Sure.
Jesus said it, and he said, "Why call me good? Only God is good." There's no love in this world, but the only love in this world is what was put into you, every child, especially the male child. So every child that comes into the world with intuition is destroyed by what they see injustice. When they get old enough to see the injustice, that's where you get angry. And instead of making a path to paradise, which you can, you got shocked, and in that shock, it turned you around the other way, and you became subject to that system from Paradise Lost. In other words, you started to doubt yourself, correct? You
correct.
Started to doubt yourself. Now, here it is. If you... There's one commandment in the Ten Commandments which fits in here. It's honor your mother and father, that the days may be long, the Lord thy God giveth thee. However, most people will say, who have parents like you have, and most people do have parents like you have, and to varying degrees. So, if, how can I say this? I'm not so good this evening, but you'll forgive me. I'll try to do my best to help you. What I'm trying to say to you is when you see your mother and your father the way they really are, and because they are what I say they are, because you said it both, they did not have the power or the understanding to do anything good for you except break you. When you see this, you are embarrassed. You're upset. How can your mother be that way? How your father can be that way? And you're 2 or 3 years old. You can see it. But the minute that happens, what really happens every time, you get upset, and therefore you lose your way forward to paradise, redemption. Every child has it. You have it still. Am I correct, Jason, that you have intuition?
I do. It's really, I've had so much trauma in the last 18 months that I've become aware of how sensitive I am. I can pick up moods, and I've got intuition really strongly.
You have an intuition, but it isn't working. But the way it can be working, how would you like to reinstate what you had when you come into the world? Would you like to be able to take up where you left off?
I do. I just want to be able to work and enjoy my children is basically all I want to be able to do.
I know that. What is the situation right now with your family?
Which one? I have 50% custody of my two boys, and we live separately, of course, and that's how it is.
Well, may I suggest something very simple. You can't forgive anybody. Judgment is mine, saith the Lord. I pay back. You got to be very careful about being angry with your parents, because you see, they did not know what they were doing, and your grandparents did not know what they were doing, and your great 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 parents did not know what they're doing. It goes from one to the other, to the whole world. What you need to do is very simple. I just want to put something in, if you don't mind. One of the commandments, the Jewish commandments, Ten Commandments, honor your mother and father, that the days may be long. And then you might say to yourself, how can I forgive? It has nothing to do with forgiveness. It's the realization that they didn't know what they were doing. And so if it's true they didn't know what they're doing, you can't judge them. Hold it. Don't go away. Don't go away. Jason, are you still there? Yes.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good. What can you do this? And let me see if I can say it. Are you able to see that your mother and father are blind?
Yes.
And cannot see, and therefore they're not guilty? They do,
I can see,
because
that,
when they came into the world, they came into the world just like you came into the world, and did the best they could with each other. A man once falls in love, he's drawn to the woman, and he pulls up a feeling of worth, which is worthless. And it goes round and round and round until they destroy each other. I can discuss that, but I don't want to overdo it. What I want to do is to get you to see as quickly as possible that you have somewhere in you that intuition you had as a child. It was that moment when you hated them, both of them, that caused them to get inside you. Whenever
I've gone so low that I actually saw that I've got at the base of my ego is a woman. I've seen it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that up from that woman comes the devil. I really mean the devil.
What to do though?
It's very simple. Very simple. You have intuition, and I'm speaking to you about intuition, and it's somewhere in you, and I just want you to realize and go back to a moment to see how you reacted. How could you not react? You're a little kid, and you need food. You need clothes. You need everything a child needs. They could not give it to you because they had it. They are the extension of their problem. And it goes on forever and ever. And the whole country is going on this way. You can see it happening. The children don't know what they're going. The opioids and everything.
Yeah, hey, Roy, I actually had a period not just about a month ago where everything had been retracted, the reaction had been completely retracted, and then I got triggered, and I actually felt that come out of my head, and it was horrific. It was a horrific experience to see. I had 10 or 15 minutes of pure joy. I felt like a kid, and then I reacted and got triggered again, and felt it come back over me, and
Well, you're right on the path, and all you need is a little adjustment, only just a little bit.
What is that?
It's very simple. Of yourself, you could do nothing. If you try to fix yourself, you have to get angry with your parent. If you try to fix yourself, you're going to look for something in the world to help you. It doesn't exist. Only the love of God that created you in the beginning and created the whole universe and everything that's there, you still have it. You still have intuition. You can hear what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I can feel it. I can actually feel your presence over the telephone.
That's good. So
yeah,
this is what I want you to do. Listen carefully. Look at your mother as a lost world. She did not know what she's doing. She didn't have a husband. Well, he wasn't really a man. It was an animal.
No, he's not.
That's
it.
Now, all you need to do is to see that they could not see what they're doing. Jesus Christ, when he was suffering with horror, said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." This is everybody on earth. Until you find a person like me to express it the way I'm doing it. Maybe tonight is not as good as it should be. But I'm asking you to do one thing. Can you have compassion on your mother?
Because definitely. I'm even drawn to tears as you're speaking about them.
Yes.
And they suffer greatly.
But look, you heard my voice. They never heard my voice. Hardly anybody's heard a voice like you're hearing. And so I am, to put it simple, Jesus is the extension of God. And if you can understand that this is true, as I did, I was immediately caught up with the energy of my Creator. It flows through Jesus into me, and I can show you, and I can be...
I can feel it right now. I can feel it. I can also feel the top of my head where it comes out.
There's a dark side inside you.
I can feel it right now.
There's a dark side in you.
Yes, definitely.
Come out of her. Come out of him. Come out of whatever it is. You have the opportunity, a second choice, because you didn't do it purposely. You
definitely
have the pain.
Not.
My life, I
had it flash before my eyes last week, and it's been horrific. My life has been horrific.
I know, because you're struggling. Please listen to Roy Masters for a minute.
All right.
Can you let your mother go?
Yes.
Forgive them, Father. But it's not a forgiveness. It's just let them go. They could not help what they're doing. Don't work on that anymore. Let it go. Just let it go when the memory comes up. Because when you get angry, what happens is the nature of your mother and the nature of your father, either way, will come inside you and take away your journey to paradise.
I see what you're saying. That's at the base. Like I said, I've seen it. That's at the base. That's it. That the reaction. I didn't realize it was all. It's all tied to my mother and the father. That's where it started. Definitely, it started with my mother. I can. I'm aware.
Well, now when you're a little boy, you can't help but being angry.
Correct. But and I was angry.
In those moments. What was in your mother and your father came inside you as if it was a devil, which is basically what it is. Now, when the dark side appears, it will cause you to see the scene over and over again, and cause you to fight it back, hoping that it will stop. All it does is put more energy into your misery.
Correct. It almost feels like when I do that, like it's hard to move. When I'm doing it, it's like it's got a grip on me.
I know.
It's hard to move.
But listen.
Yes.
Can you stop and just listen to something beautifully simple? Just when it comes to you, when the dark side, the demon inside you, I call it a demon.
Yeah, it's a devil.
It's a demon. When it brings it up again to intimidate you, to struggle with it, just look at it for what it is. It's a liar. It's the lie that goes through every human being on earth, and very few people survive it. You, sir, can survive it only for one thing. Realize, have compassion. at your mother and father.
For everyone or for my mother, you're saying?
Pardon? What was that I said?
You're saying have compassion for everyone or my mother specifically?
No, not everyone. Maybe the word compassion is not correct. Just see that she couldn't see what she has. She walked in the footsteps of her mother and goes all. And so that when you came into the world came into you and also your mother came into you.
Well, I was thinking, Roy, that I had to have some kind of out-of-body experience to transcend
ego. No. It's not going to work that way. It's more simple.
Okay.
It's more simple. Understand that your mother and your father, but the mother is where it's coming from, where you're born, and the tendency is to be subject to her. And she is upset and angry with the father, and it's a war between them. And you see, you get to see all the hostilities, and the shock turns you around, and you be subject to the dark side of the force. In other words,
but that's happening all day long. I'm getting shocked by everybody all day long.
Yeah. Yes, but see, if you meditate, do you have the 7-minute meditation?
I do, yeah. I've listened to it a lot.
You know, but you're expecting something from it, aren't you?
Yeah, a cure.
No, see, I understand this. You are expecting something from it. And you try to make it work. Is that correct?
Yeah, I haven't used it for a while, I was doing the longer meditation.
This time, I will show you how to do it. In other words, you must not do anything. You must not expect anything. Just follow the yellow brick road, so to speak.
What about my laziness? And what about my character defects?
Well, how much do you love your children?
Immensely. Absolutely. Yeah,
because
immensely.
If you commit suicide, you may affect your children the same way.
I'm not going to do that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason I'm not going to. That's the reason why I want to be well, is for my children, period.
All right, hold the line. Would you like to do a meditation with me now?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
Sit down somewhere and turn out a light as a reason for it. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. Sit there quietly and put your right hand by your side. Now, what I want you to do, I only want you to do follow my instructions and just follow. And so the first thing I ask you to do is close your eyes and then look at your eyelids and see what you see is light. It's like light. It's a little twinkle light. It also may have little pictures that come up and memories, but not today. We're going to start off just by looking at your eyelids. That's not difficult, but if you see little pixels moving across the screen of the mind or any movement, it means that there's a light shining on those eyelids. It's very difficult to explain, but trust me, it's enough light to have there's enough light to get you to see what is inside your thoughts, what comes up. Your soul is disconnected from your creator from that time when you got upset with your parents, with the fact that you still have paradise lost. In other words, it's still there. The scripture says something simple. It says, unless you become as a little child again, I put the word in there, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now you're the little girl, little boy, and you, and a grown up with lots of suffering, look at the eyelids and you will see light. That is light is coming from the back of your mind. That light that's shining on the, that's all you need to see, nothing more. Now when you you're doing this at the same time, just be aware of your first finger of your right hand, and it tingles just a little bit, as if it was saying, oh, thank you for giving attention to me, like a little boy. And then this, can you feel the little tingle? Then go to the next finger.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yes.
Feel, and it's a little tingling too. And the third finger, and the little finger, and then the thumb. And keep your mind only on the light that's shining on the brain. And so that there may be in the process, when you do it on your own, that the dark side will rise up and scare you. But if you just look at it and not struggle with it, you will overcome it. But you won't be overcoming it. It will be the light that's shining on the eyelids will be shining on those images. That's how it begins. Do you understand that? Just be patient. That's all. That you're looking at your eyelids is light. If you're looking at your eyelids, you'll see the twinkling of the light. And then every now and then, after that, you may find that the problem you've been struggling with, is overcome. The emotion in it is resolved by the light that's coming through you, and it carries with it instructions for your future, and you don't have to worry about that. It will be forever that way. All right. Jason, did you follow that?
Yeah, I did. I did follow it.
That's all. Leave it alone and practice it. And don't expect anything. Just be strong and watch those little twinkling things, because when you have a dream, where did the light come from when you're involved in that dream and running away with something ugly running after you? Where did it come from? There's no light except the light that shows you that dream.
So you're saying light. Don't worry about any of my future, what I have planned, my
nothing.
Work.
Let it go. Let your anger understand. Understand. In other words, how can you judge a person who does not see and cannot see what they're doing to you? You have an intuition. When you came into the world, there it is again. Here's your chance. Just do this little meditation all by itself, and you will come to a point where you have fear. But it wouldn't be you that was having the fear. It would be the dark side having the fear of you for seeing it. Just seeing it.
I want to ask you. I felt it really strongly in the last couple of days. I'll be on my way to do something, and it almost feels like something's pushing down on me, pushing really hard on me to stop me from moving.
May I suggest? Yeah. All you need to do is be aware of it. And it's,
that's it.
In other words, just be aware. Listen, Roy Masters is 90 years old. And everything that I do is on the moment that the light, the intuition that I was born with continues to produce light in me that takes it pulls away your soul from the brain. That is what's happening. When you're looking at your eyelids and shining, there's a light shining on it. That shine that you see are programmed like you're fixing. You put a little plug in your computer and all kinds of beautiful pictures come up. It's the same thing. Just look at the eyelids and see the twinkling. Those are little programs which cannot be seen except expressed. Follow? So when you are like that, you will meet the devil. You will meet him.
Yeah.
He will see that you're up to something, even though you may not see how powerful it is. He will appear, and when it appears, when you feel emotion, when you feel fear, anxiety, just stop and wait and see. Don't struggle. It wants you to struggle. It wants you to get upset. And if you stay that way, you will upset it. But when you upset it, it will give you the sense that it's you that's afraid. No, it's it that's afraid.
Yeah,
let it know.
I've had horrific fear in the last month or two.
Yeah, but you see, you're reacting to it. You're fighting for it. It's causing you to get all that happening. What I'm asking you to do, and you'll find you'll be able to do it if you follow my instructions. When you come to that point where it comes into the light, and when it comes into the light, when you're becoming aware, it's becoming aware that you're seeing something.
Yes,
it's afraid. It's afraid of you.
This is.
But you must not.
It's gotten worse. Yeah.
Yes, but it got worse. What I'm trying to say is almost difficult to say it. Let me say again and again. The entity.
Yes,
if you can recognize the entity that went through your parents, if you can recognize it and it starts to shiver, it starts to be afraid.
I'm talking. Yeah.
Yes. So do not consider that it's you. It's it that's afraid. Stay calm. Don't fight it. Just look at it. Be aware of it.
All right.
And it will give you a fear. But recognize the fear is not yours. It's it.
That's where I've gone wrong, because I've gotten this really, really strong fear, and then I'll react.
No, it's you're entangled with it more. What you're saying to me is you're entangling with it more, fighting. Stop fighting. Of yourself, you could do nothing. God will reckon, if you just do nothing and realize it's not you that's afraid, it's it. So you're not afraid. I want you to realize it's not you that's afraid. That's not difficult. Trust me.
No, that's not difficult. Now that you're mentioning it, it's been really, really
just do
afraid.
Nothing. Yeah.
I see.
You got to get out of the way of yourself. You can do nothing. The Father within you He doth it. Do you understand? Leave it to Him. Stop struggling as if you can fix it. You cannot. Therefore, you will not.
Hey, Rav, I've got a question for you then. That doesn't mean that I don't continue to do things as a, I mean, work or things I have planned to work with people to
Do me a favor. Don't plan anything from
okay,
now on.
I'll just stop.
Just stop. And do nothing for a little while. And when thoughts come up, when images come up to torment you, just close your eyes and look at it. It cannot handle that light that's in you. You have it, my dear friend, Jason. You have
it. And Roy, so don't do anything about the future, what I have scheduled, nothing. Just
nothing.
Follow through on what's...
Just take it easy for a couple of weeks. That's all. Do nothing. And whenever you feel something, and whenever you feel suffering, like, for instance, if you burn your finger.
Yeah.
There's two ways how you deal with it. You feel the pain. Ow. But then you are a person that knows how to deal with the pain and not resent the pain. The average person that burns his finger reacts, and as he reacts, it takes 2 or 3 weeks for that finger to cure itself. But if you are doing this meditation, when you burn your finger, as you understand, all of a sudden, if you could just be aware of the pain, but not resent the pain. Just be aware of the pain. Just be aware of it, and all of a sudden, you find yourself sitting in a chair about an hour later, but your finger is almost better. And the next day, it's normal, practically normal. Where the other person has blisters, you won't.
I'm noticing that I've had gout in my left foot, and all of a sudden, it'll just go away. I mean, it'll be really, really painful, and then all of a sudden, it'll just, and I do mean all of a sudden, it'll just completely disappear like it has since we've been talking. It'll just go
just
away.
Everything that happens inside you, just be aware of it and don't let it upset you. Be a man. Feel pain. And feel pain. Pain does something good if you don't get upset with it.
All right.
You'll live a long time, my friend.
All right.
And I'm glad you called me.
Yeah, me too, Roy. Thank you.
Your life will be a lot more different, and your children will love you because you will know what love is. Not of yourself. Thank you. All right. May I suggest that you understand this program is, you listen free of charge. There's no commercials. It is a commercial, the whole thing. And the way we get money is, if it works, support the foundation. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. But don't send anything unless you are cured. That's it. And then we go on to give it free to everybody else who cannot afford it. With your graciousness, thank you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.